Well, the traditional territory of the Huayat Nation covers beautiful scenery on the west coast of the island, but there has also been a lot of commercial logging and fishing in the region, and that has been hard on a critical watershed. The Huayat are hoping restoration work will revive the Sarita River watershed. Robert Dennis Sr. is the Huayat Chief Counselor and joins us now on the line for more. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where exactly is the Sarita River watershed?
Sarita River watershed is in the Trevor Channel, and the Trevor Channel is located on the east side of Barkley Sound, and it would be roughly about 24 miles from Port Alberni.
How would you describe the importance of the river to the Huayat people?
The importance can be best described this way. In the early 1990s, when we met with Huayat elders of the day, many of them born in the early 1900s, expressed the importance of the Sarita to the Huayat people, and they stressed to us very strongly and asked us to pursue the renewal and the restoration of the river. And following the advice of our elders, that's what we've been doing since.
What sort of damage has the watershed suffered over the years?
Well, one would be there was serious impacts by logging, in particular impacts to the spawning habit areas of the river, and then habitat areas for juvenile salmon were destroyed, because back in the old days of the 40s and 50s, the standards were much lower than what they are today. So there was logging right to the riverbank. So the river was, impacted very severely. And then the other impact was commercial fishing. I recall in my young days seeing commercial seine boats fishing the Sarita, and it was just a matter of years before that was before the river was fished out. So those were the two major contributors to the decline of salmon in the Sarita.
And what sort of restoration work do you have planned for the area now?
Well, we have been undertaking some activity right now. For example, we deactivated an old logging road and put in side channels, three side channels into an area that once was part of the estuary system, but because of the standards of logging back then, they put the road right over the part of the estuary, which impacted the salmon habitat. So we restored that area, and that's going quite well. And we've also been doing a lot of riparian work, planting that so that the side streams and the side channels are well protected and provide good habitat for juvenile salmon. And we've also been counting the juvenile salmon that come down the river after they spawned, and been counting both the wild and the enhanced ones that are come from the Nitnat hatchery. And we're keeping tabs of those, and then once we know what the outcome of that, then that'll determine a further strategy. But we do know that there is a lot of work. And one of the other things that we're doing is that we're planting the natural species for the area.
An LNG facility is planned for your territory. If that goes ahead, could it pose a risk to the watershed?
Well, this is actually an initiative that was an accommodation to the Huayat First Nation. We said, the potential of this LNG project impacting our salmon interest was very high. And so we sought an accommodation from them, and this is where some of the funds, or most of the funds for the renewal and restoration, is coming from. So LNG is playing a major part. And this is very different from other LNG projects in the province. Other LNG projects aren't providing this level of work to fishery renewal. So that's what makes this one so unique and very interesting in terms of the type of accommodation the Huayat First Nation got to support an LNG facility.
Do you have any concerns, though, about any potential impact on the ecosystem?
Oh, there will be concerns, but that's what this renewal project does. If there's any impacts, we can address them, and we are now. And the major one that we're concerned about is what is the impact on the estuary, what is the impact on the Huyat fishermen. So one of the things that we're saying is that let's renew the other rivers in Huyat territory so that Sarita isn't the only salmon system providing salmon for our people. So we're diversifying. We have 35 salmon streams in our territory, and we're going to focus on restoring those 35 over a period of time, probably looking at 25 to 50 years. What are the kind of things that we need to do? So again, this is an important accommodation to the Huyat First Nation, and that's why our people support the project.
You mentioned the impact that logging has had on the river over the years. What sort of logging activity is there now in the area?
There is logging activity now of the second growth, but the major difference is that the logging activity that's taking place along the Sarita is land owned now by the Huyat First Nation. So we have now established our own management system, and the main goal for our people is that our management must exceed provincial standards so that we can protect our salmon, so that we can have a sustainable forest. And that's the huge difference there.
And what do you expect this work will cost?
Well, we're currently looking at $150 million over the 25 to 50-year period. And we now have a big start here with LNG, contributing to it. And when LNG goes forward, we'll be able to have funds that can sustain us continuing with the work that we need to do. And that's the key. In the past, the other resource development such as logging, when the Clackwood Sound was a big thing, they had that forest renewal and all that other kind of stuff, and then now that's petered off. But in this particular accommodation that we have with Sealed LNG, this enables us to collect funds annually, for 25 to whatever years we think that the project will last, and so that there will be a long-term contribution to the renewal of our rivers in our territory.
Robert Dennis Sr., thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Robert Dennis Sr. is the Huyat Chief Counselor.